Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Novel Beginning, where we are sharing an author's reality. I am your host, C.R. Rice. And as always, my amazing co-host is the incredibly talented Danielle M. Orsino. Today, we are going to be talking about what it's like to be at a convention, to see your fans, and interact with them face-to-face. So, Danny, let's take it away. What did you think about GalaxyCon Columbus this year?
Good morning, everybody. I know it's early out on the West Coast. It's early here on the East Coast, but I'm so happy to be here with the lovely C.R. Rice. C.R., this was our fourth GalaxyCon, our fifth event together, and it was interesting.
This year.
Because it's kind of crazy because we started at GalaxyCon Columbus together, doing events. And now we're back at the beginning, so I think it was kind of a full circle moment. And I had a lot of fun. It's always an exhausting day, and we've kind of talked about bringing it back to what it's like to be an author. But a convention is very different than being an author. You know, it's a very different experience because we start so many weeks ahead. You know, everybody thinks we just kind of show up, and we're like, hey, we're here, guys, let's go. No, it's weeks of prep, of ordering the books, making sure your stuff's there, getting the booth set up, all of that stuff. Some of our authors just show up and they're like, hey, we're here, let's go, let's meet some people, cool, sell some books. For us, it's a little different because we run the booth, so there's a lot of prep, but it's always a lot of fun to meet people because we always get that experience of somebody coming up, holding your book, going, oh my God, oh my God, and you're kind of like, you read that? You read my book? You want to meet me? There's that moment of just, oh, that's my book in your hand, and you want me to sign it. There's that little kind of fluctuation of reality that, oh, yeah, I'm an author. I still have that, like that jitter of that's what I'm here to do. I think after we do all the setup and, like, we drag all the books in and we pull the wagons in and we get the booth set up and we're like, cool, we're here, then there's that next piece. Of like, people are going to come here. It's just like there's two separate kind of moments of get the booth set up. It looks so pretty. Yay. And then there's people. It's kind of weird at first that, you know, because there's so much prep. Like I said, we do so much to get it ready between Instagram posts and making videos and doing all that. And everything that goes before it, and sometimes things do not always go right. As we experienced this go-round with having no booth in the beginning, that's right, people, we showed up and there was no booths, no tables. There was just a piece of paper on a cement floor that said us, and that was it, to setting up and then selling our books and meeting people. I don't know how you felt about it, but it was a different feel and a different vibe. Still a lot of fun, but there's always those two sides of the coin, I think. I don't know about you.
Well, I totally agree. We had this, we have two different anniversaries, right? So, like, GalaxyCon Columbus was the 1 year from when we started together and working on promoting each other's books and promoting other authors' books. But the 1 year for the pop-up bookshop where we help indie authors everywhere isn't until Richmond. So we kind of had the two different anniversary feels. So we went into this one, we were feeling good, and it just felt like everything started great. And then we just kept getting smacked down time after time after time, and we still nailed it. We still ended up getting everything. And, you know, GalaxyCon always does an amazing show, or my personal opinion is they always do an amazing show. You get to meet the celebrities, your heroes, everybody up close and personal. But this one kind of felt like a personal attack almost. And I know that is sounding dramatic, but we went and we had this positive, we nailed everything. Everything was shipped on time.
Oh, yeah.
It was delivered. It was the first time we didn't have a huge delay in anything. We were set. We were good to go. We got there early. We were one of the first vendors in there. And we're setting up, or we're trying to set up, and there's no tables. And we got there at 10:30 in the morning, and we didn't have anything until 1 o'clock. So we were just kind of hanging out in there in our empty little square, watching videos, making posts, doing all kinds of fun stuff. But by the time we finally set up and we got the authors again, a lot of them have, you know, been with us since the beginning this year in March, which was great because they were able to take on some of that overwhelming, you know, this is a personal attack type thing. But then too, it is the same time, it's the same thing with you. Every time you meet somebody that brings their book, I think is the one that blows my mind.
Yes, every single time.
I've gotten a little bit used to, you know, people buying my book. It's still awesome. It's still amazing. But when people go out of their way to buy the book in advance, or I had one last year that had bought my book when we were there with our publisher and I wasn't there to sign it for her, and she brought it this year, and then she bought the rest of what had come out of the realm, and she had purposely waited, and she told me she purposely waited to buy it from me personally. And that, when they do that, that's surreal to me. That's a lot of fun. It makes me feel like I'm all fancy and like I'm a celebrity, even though I'm not, but it gives you that moment of feeling like you are.
Yes.
But I think the most insane, mind-blowing one was when we were in, we went back to Richmond for Nightmare Weekend in October, and people are yelling out my name as we were walking through. Yes. And I was like, just walking, and you're like, Chelsea, they're hollering for you. And I was like, wait, what? And so I turned, and then I met the group of girls, and it was great. But it was – I just completely was oblivious to it. I'm like, no. They're not hollering for me. And they were. And so that was the first time I had that, which was – it was awesome. It was cool. It was weird. Mm-hmm. But it was awesome at the same time.
I agree. I think that's as funny as when you start going to the cons and you're on this – like we're on GalaxyCon, the circuit on a regular basis now. People get to know you, and that's where it's like, okay, you do know us, you recognize us. It's kind of surreal, and it's awesome, but there's still that weird kind of moment of, you want to read my books, you know us, we're not walking the con because we're just visiting. We're actually here, and people are coming to see us. You know, they're looking for the booth. They're looking for one of us, all of us, whatever it is. There's still that moment. And I think you kind of, we go, like you said, from setting up the booth, helping the indie authors, helping who's ever there, to there's still you and me as authors. There's still that moment of we're authors too. And I think we kind of forget about it sometimes because, you know, we're setting up the booth. We're doing all that other stuff that we forget. Yeah. Oh yeah, we wrote books too. Until somebody comes up with the book, and then you're like, "Yeah, oh yeah, I'm part of that. I do that. Yes, that's me. That's my name on that cover." And you want to talk about it. There's still that disconnect sometimes, and you kind of have to remember that's what we're doing.
100%. Because you know when we're at the booth, we're checking people out. We are, you know, we're selling everybody else. And I know we go down the line, we do something a little different. Our authors don't necessarily sell their own book. Authors sell everything at the booth, whether it's yours, whether it's somebody you've never met before. We go through and we sell everybody. So there's no competition. And I go through the line and I nail every book. And then I get to mine and I'm just like, oh God, this one, what is this one about? I wrote this. I know it's a book. I know it has fantasy in it. I know there's a lot of fighting, and I blank because I'm not in the author mentality at that point. I'm in the business aspect. So I think I'm definitely working on getting into the mindset of, okay, being an author is still a business. I can't lose that side of it and going from there. But it's still when one of the other authors hollers to us and they're like, you know, Danny, Chelsea, like, this is, you know, this person wants to buy your book. And I'm just like, I don't have, oh, yes, I do. You're right. I have a series. Yeah. they're buying it, we're good. And you have to flip that switch
mm-hmm.
and just go right into author mode. And I am still working on that. I think I focus too much on the business side of it, that when it comes to my author mm-hmm. side, I
yes.
forget that personality in a way.
Yes, I do the same thing.
I don't know
thing.
About you, but...
I do the same thing. I stay over onto the non-bookish side of the table where we have the crown, the journals, the tarot cards, because I'm like, I know this stuff. I can sell this. Like, I got this. No problem. And I wait for somebody to go, hey, Danny, this person's interested in your book. And it's like from the time I walk from one side to the other, I'm thinking, okay, get the sell in mind. What's the book about? I need that time to be like, get in author mode. I need those like couple steps to remind myself what's the book about. Hopefully they're asking about the first one because I don't remember what the fourth one's about. And I need like I need a couple moments to get over there and figure out like what they're going to ask about. The worst part is when I'm over on the other side and somebody goes, oh my God, I got your book. And I'm like, oh, I'm not prepared. I'm so not ready for this. I need like a second mm-hmm. to get in author mode because I'm thinking about, like you said, everything else. And half the time I'm making sure nobody's stealing tarot card decks. You know, like I'm looking at that. That's what I'm like, why are you eyeing that? Is that about to go in your purse? Like that's what I'm looking at. You know, I'm thinking about that chick in Raleigh that stole the tarot card deck. I'm still on that back in Raleigh. Like, I'm thinking about that stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They didn't tell you that?
No, you never shared that.
Oh, I did. There was just so much going on. There was a girl. We had a lot of tarot card decks, and I was standing there with Leslie, of all people. We're standing, and I'm looking at this, and I'm counting tarot card decks, and I'm going, there's only 10 here. And I'm like, I thought we had 11 or there's 9. There was some, and I'm looking, and the girl had been looking at one of them, and she like knocked it off into the purse, and I was trying to push people out of the way, and I was like, did she? She goes, yeah. She just knocked, and I was pushing. That's why I get so crazy about the tarot card decks, because they're easy for somebody to just knock off into their bag. So I hawk that side so badly because I'm like, nobody is ever stealing from this side again, and I literally, if anybody has ever been to GalaxyCon since Raleigh, I stand over that side of the table. Like, if you ever even think of stealing from us, I will now climb over it and grab you. And everybody's like, you look so mean over there.
Oh,
nobody's ever stealing again from this side of the table. Because I couldn't get, the table was so long. Like, normally we have a square. This one, we had a length one. I couldn't get through anybody because we were all standing there. And I'm like, I couldn't climb over it. I couldn't get. And I'm like, never again will this happen. And I was just like, no. So I tend to stand there like, go ahead, take something, I dare you. At this point, it's never going to happen. So by the time I get over, I need like 5 seconds to kind of get my pitch ready before so I'm out of security enforcer mode. So like, oh, yes, you want to buy a book? I know, I'm totally relatable and affable this time. I'm totally nice, and I'm not ready to rip your head off for taking anything.
Oh,
and now
goodness.
That we have the pins, I'm like, those could go. Those hairpins, yeah, somebody could easily stick that in a bag. So I get crazy about that stuff. And that's, I need a second before I'm like, I'm back to being a nice author. Sure, I'll sign your book, no problem. But yeah, that's, I get slightly crazy about that stuff. And now
hey,
that we have,
I mean, you
got
to do what
like
you got to do.
People like to pick them up. And I'm always like, please, they're delicate. Please watch the roses. Please watch the roses. They're kind of delicate. Don't, okay. So, yeah, I'm not
yeah,
like,
I mean, people
totally
do manhandle.
Mode.
Yeah, people yeah. manhandle the crap out of stuff. And it is hilarious. But it's also one of those things where, you know, we each have our own position that we do at the table. So, like, I didn't realize that is why you had posted yourself on that side. But I go through and I'm working, you know, with the authors and going through our comparison table and all of the other things. And so now it makes so much sense why you're just like kind of look at me out of the corner of the eye like, yeah, I got you. This is fine. Yep, that sounds great. Everything's cool here. Keep walking. It makes sense now. makes me giggle a little. That's going to live rent-free in my head now. But one of the greatest things about these conventions is even when we go back to the same area, there's still a completely different audience. You have an entirely different group of people. And one of the benefits is, and it's one of the things that we tell our authors is, like, we're not trying to rush you through your writing process, but let's say somebody got something last year. I think AK was a great example of that this weekend. AK Ramirez, she writes the Marissa Ambrose series. If you like detectives, it's a great series. She went and had somebody that had bought her first book last year when we were there with our publisher. And she came back and she was excited to meet the author, which is something that we offer that a lot of other places don't, is our authors are there. And she grabbed the second one, was so excited to not only meet the author, but get the second book. So that's, I think, a different benefit that we have is we have so many in our series that it's kind of just like a roll through. Like we go and we meet the new people and we... I think the problem is we have established that fan base there, and so the people are getting angry as they work their way through our series. I know one lady pulled me to the side and was like, I need an explanation. I won't give spoilers, anything like that. But she pulled me aside, and she was like, I need you to explain to me why you had to do this. And I was like, oh, no, this is not good. You never want to get cornered by somebody who reads your books and is like, explain to me why you just had to devastate me.
That's funny.
And it's like, oh, see, what happened was this was a really great idea. Right. So it was that part I think is new for me, and that is fun. Mm-hmm. Having the people look at me dead in my face, which is again, it's terrifying, and go, hey, we need to have this conversation. I don't agree with what you did here. I'm going to need an explanation. And you just sit there and you're like, okay, like, I will do my best to work through this. And then she ended up pulling, because she was so excited about it, ended up pulling in somebody else and told her, like, you absolutely need to read the series. It's great, but don't get attached because she's just doing it to break your heart or something like that. And I was like, that's not what I'm doing. I am trying to propel this story forward, but I was cornered by a fan this weekend.
That's
it was
awesome.
Terrifying.
That's because that's not something you get to. You don't get that, like, you don't get that interaction anywhere else.
No, you definitely don't. But I have to come up with a. We're gonna have to script work on some. What the heck am I supposed to do in this situation? Aside from be the person that's like, well, you know, it helped that storyline, because they don't care about the storyline. They care about the people that they got attached to. And because we are right there, and she's like, I knew you were coming here, and I'm like, that sounds ominous. That's
stake you out.
Yeah,
they will stake you out.
Yes,
that's. But it's also nice to hear that, because you get to. It's one thing to get a DM on Instagram, not that we don't love it, but it's another thing to be face-to-face with somebody who has read your story and they're like, okay, I've been looking for you and we want to have a conversation, because it's a different interaction, whether good, bad, or indifferent. It is nice as an author to get that interaction, because we're not – being an author is somewhat isolating. It's not like – somebody's waiting outside your door, and if they are, that's a whole other issue. But to say, I read your book, I love them. This is, you know, this is now living in my head, or this has lasted. This left a lasting impression. And cons do give you that opportunity. And when you see somebody holding your book and they're excited to meet you, you know, look, that's not an everyday occurrence. And this is a job that you normally don't get that. So when you do, it's like, wow. Okay, I've done something right, especially with all the reviews like we discussed and everything else that happened. Those are those little moments where you're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to keep writing. Because there's enough moments where you're like, I'm not doing this crap anymore. I'm out. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens,
and
it's a nice thing.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where GalaxyCon is 3 days on average, unless you're in Raleigh, and then it's 4. So we have people go and they will buy the first book, I know I had it this weekend, they bought Denial, and the lady had said that she had finished it that night. And so she came back and she got anger and bargaining and depression. And then she looked down and realized that the series is named after the five stages of grief. And she just looked at me and she was like, seriously? And I was like, I was just trying to foreshadow and warn you. I'm welcoming you into this world. Get ready. And then she had picked up A Love Lost and asked me if it was going to make her feel better. And I was like, no, it will not. And she was like, it's a romance. And I'm like, of course it is, but flip that over. And the tagline is, this is not a love story, it's a tragedy. And she was just like, okay, you know, I love denial. It was great. I don't know how much heartbreak I can take. And her husband was just behind her shaking her head. And he was like, she's gonna be perfectly fine. Do that one too. And I was like, are you sure? Like,
are you really
invested for this? Yeah.
Stop and think. Yeah. I think I met one person who had bought the first edition. And I don't love the first edition of Locked Out of Heaven. I've said this before, but she bought it and she was like, I love it. And she's holding it, she's signing it. And I'm like, okay, lady, here you go. And she's like, I love it. I've got 30 pages left. And I'm like, cool. And she's like, I'm coming back for the series. And she's like, I'm going to buy Thionized. And I was like, great. And then she came back, she bought the whole series. And I was like, awesome. And she went back and bought the second edition of Locked Out of Heaven. I told her there's a prologue in it, cleaned up. She's like, I'm going to buy it. And she said, first she said, I'm going to buy it for my cousin. And then she's like, I'm keeping it. I was like, good answer. So she put on Instagram on Monday. I finished, and she was like saying, okay, I'm halfway through Thine Eyes. And then a couple hours later, she's like, this is getting intense. I've got 20 pages left. And she just kept noting, like, how far she was along. And she was like, I love this. And she just started DMing me, I love Los. This character is my favorite. And it's like, those are the times where you're like, okay, I love what I do. Like, this is why I do it. When you meet those fans that are just so into it, and you're like, cool. It doesn't matter what your Amazon ranking is and all that other stuff. It's just, this is kind of why you do it, why you go to the cons and you meet the people face-to-face. And you're like, I did something good today. Like I met a reader who's going to really enjoy the series and get into the world. And maybe for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long they read, they're just going to forget about life. And you're like, that's kind of why I do it. And the con afforded me that opportunity. And then you think about the breakdown that you got to do. And like, you know, by the end of the day, and God knows our breakdowns take, we get it down pretty good. Breaking down our booth doesn't take as long as it does for some people. But, you know, by the end of day three, you want out of that con. I don't care how many nice people you've met. You're done with Galaxy Con. You're done with the cons. You're like, thank God I don't have to do another one for 3-4 months. Your feet hurt.
Yes.
Everything hurts on your body. You just want out. And then you're like, I don't have to do another one for, like I said, 3-4 months. This is awesome. You're done. You got to pack up
those books. But that 3-4 months goes quick.
Oh, yeah. We have another one in March, and we're already like, we have a week off in between, and we're already like, we got to start planning for the next one because that will be our official one-year anniversary of the pop-up bookshop. And we're planning Hubba Blue and everything else, T-shirts, bags, whatever. We got everything planned for that one. If we could have confetti at the booth, we would. The GalaxyCon would kill us. We're already kind of getting it together, and we have panels and stuff. That's the other thing. We run panels at GalaxyCon and stuff like that, which get totally crazy. And all I will say is hashtag get a quarter. that's how crazy it gets.
How about hashtag Ryan, where's the drinks? Like that one was trending.
Oh.
It's a great thing that we have such an amazing relationship with the people at GalaxyCon, because if we didn't, some of the hashtags and the things that come out of people's mouths would just astound you. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. We do, you know.
No.
These are people-oriented panels, which means if you were there, you were doing, you know, Who Would Win is one of our biggest ones where we pit the audience against each other and you have to tell us why your person would win. And it turns into this insane, they're fighting in the hallways, they're doing the whole thing, and I'm just like, thank God Ryan likes us. Like, otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Like, we pick,
I don't
know
another
know,
panel that gets that, that gets the,
we
pick
hey, comic book
like,
characters against each other. It turns into, like, if you thought people were passionate about politics, it's got nothing over Superman versus Homelander. nothing over.
Oh my God.
So it gets, like I said, politics is nothing. You ask somebody which Batman is better and look out, like fists start flying in that. It gets crazy. And then we have cocktails and creatives where we put our authors on the panel. And once again, things that come out of that room, there's a reason we don't live stream it.
We learned our lesson on that. But one of the great things that we're going to be doing is
canceled.
We're going to be putting those things on a YouTube channel that we're working on. 2024 has such amazing things coming up for all aspects of business and being an author and everything. I know from my side, I'm hoping to do 2 realms next year. I know it's a lot, but I think I can do it, Dani. I think I can. And then it buys me another year, right? I have a whole year. I don't have to do anything.
You say that now, but I know that when that year comes along, you're going to be like, so I'm going to create a whole new series, and this is what I'm doing. And I'm going to be sitting there going, I thought you were taking a year off. You're like, I can't take a year off. And I'll put the cheerleading pom-poms back in, and I'll be like, you can do it. And we'll be having this exact same discussion. You know that. But okay,
I do.
Yes, we'll buy you another year. For right now, I'm totally going to ride that pony with you and say, yes, it's exactly right. 1 year it'll buy you. Totally on
right.
that.
I'm not going to write anything for a whole year. Let's go on this adventure together. But I have, you know, it's so overwhelming because I have 6 other realms to get through. And the only thing I want to do is the empty. I want to show everybody the showdown. Like, that is what I want to do. I want to get there. And I think I'm, like, I don't even know if I can just push through and if I can hold to publishing at the same rate that I have been, which will probably kill me in the end. I think I can do it in the next 3 years. I think I can do it, Dani. And then I'm going to take 2 years off. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Who needs sleep?
With all the
sleep is overrated.
And everything else.
Yep.
You heard it here, guys. Yes. Okay, totally believe you. I totally think it could happen. And
Oh, I'm going to die. this is going to kill
me. I'm golf clapping right now. You can't hear
I'm
totally clapping. I've got pom-poms in my hand, and I'm cheering you on from the sideline. Yes, you can do it. Was that good?
It was good. It felt believable.
You could totally
and
do it.
Even though I can see you in my head shaking your head as you were saying I can do it, it felt believable. Mm-hmm. You came across great. It was the tone of voice, the wording, you nailed it.
I'm getting so much better at that. I am getting better.
You are.
I'm
We've worked on
that. I'm getting better. I'm smiling. I'm not going to kill Ryan anymore. It's getting so much better with that. And you see, I've worked on that very, very hard. So, yeah.
You have. It's a little thing.
And now we're getting ready for the next GalaxyCon in March. In Richmond. So if anybody is even thinking of it, you should go on now because I think GalaxyCon is actually like running specials on their tickets.
Yes.
So if you're in the Richmond area, it's in March. Go to galaxycon.com. You can check out Richmond and start thinking about if you'd like to see all the craziness that happens with the pop-up bookshop. And hopefully we'll be in the catalog program this year in this event.
Ooh, you're aiming too high.
I know, I'm aiming way too high. It's hope. There's always something that goes wrong for us at GalaxyCon. Through no fault of their own, there's just something that always goes wrong, whether we don't have a bar, we're not in the program, there's not a booth set up for us. It's always something because that's just how it works. But this year, I'm hoping. And if you want to keep in touch with everything that goes on, you should really just follow us on Instagram at Wonder Twin Events. Yeah, we got it back. Wonder Twin Events, S at the end. And check out everything that happens because we will be posting highlights from our panels because this is the first time our authors went in cosplay on Saturday. So I'm not going to give away what they went as. I'm not going to do that. You're just going to have to check the Instagram. The pictures will probably be up next week and see for yourselves what everybody was dressed up as because it is a sight. It is something to check out. But like I said, we'll have pictures up from the event and see everything that's going on. We'll be doing a yearly wrap-up. So definitely
we'll be and all of our applications? All of our applications for next year will be coming up? Yeah. So if you are an author and you want to become a part of the pop-up bookshop, make sure you fill those out because spots are filling up incredibly fast, which is so exciting.
So check us out. Don't forget to follow. And we will see you next week where we will talk about the first event we ever went to. You've heard about our latest. Now we'll talk about the first event we ever went to. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you next week.